What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, January 13th, Friday the 13th, Trishka Decaphobics Unite. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about on the show today, and I apologize for my voice. I'm a little bit under the weather, but we're going to just power on through here. The Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble. Now then, again, it's Friday the 13th, which is considered unlucky, although my own personal histories, good things tend to happen to me on Friday the 13th, but it's considered bad luck, and that goes all the way back to Friday the 13th of October in 1307, which is when all the Knights Templars were rounded up by King Philip the Fair and the Pope, primarily because King Philip the Fair had gotten too deeply into debt with the Templars to be able to bail his way out, and this was his way of dealing with that unpayable debt, which, I don't know, looking at the Federal Reserve and the IMF and the ECB and the World Bank, maybe Philip the Fair wasn't totally out of line in terms of how to deal with banker-manufactured debt enslavement here. Interestingly enough, the Grand Master of the Templars, Jacques de Molay, the popular notion is that he was burned at the stake, and that's not true. He was actually roasted. They held him above the flames to prolong the agony. And there is one theory that the Shroud of Turin, which actually bears quite a resemblance to de Molay himself, was a hoax perpetrated by surviving Templars to embarrass the church. But at the time, the Pope said, no, this is a fake. We're not buying into this whole thing. Interestingly enough, the Vatican recently discovered a record of the trial of the Templars written by Pope Clement, which ends with the papal absolution from all heresies. So the Pope, even after all the torture and the burning and the roasting and all the rest of it, the Pope said, hey, they didn't really do anything here. All right, getting into the modern world. The desperation by the establishment to get rid of incoming President Donald Trump, which happens a week from today. We've got 1 week to go. It's desperation on the cusp of madness. And there was this article that was over at the Duran.com about how Vice President Mike Pence could stage a perfectly legal palace coup by invoking Section 4 of the 25th Amendment to the United States Constitution, which says that whenever the Vice President and a majority of the principal officers of the executive departments, meaning the cabinet, transmit to the President pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House of Representatives their written declaration the President is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the Vice President shall immediately assume the powers and duties of the office as acting President. And there's a mechanism by which the President can come back and say, I'm perfectly okay, but that throws it into Congress, which can literally vote the President out on that 25th Amendment with a two-thirds majority. Now, obviously, all the Democrats are going to vote against Trump, and that leaves only a small number of Republicans who would have to be bribed to do this. But this sounds like another Hail Mary desperate long shot, like the riots after the election, the death threats on the Electoral College, the attempt to derail Congress acceptance of the electoral votes, and I don't really see that this is going to go anywhere, and I don't even really see Mike Pence being willing to go along with that either. Now, we're still concerned, obviously, about riots and disruptions in Washington, D.C. on Inauguration Day, and there's a very alarming story just surfaced from governmentslaves.info. It seems that the commanding general of the National Guard in Washington, D.C. is to leave his post at the same moment Trump is sworn in as president. Now, this reminds me very much of all the way back during the Bill Clinton administration when Vincent Foster was murdered on the very same day the head of the FBI was changed. Now, if the commanding general of the National Guard is out of his office, I'm sure there's going to be a command structure still there, but it's not going to be formed, it's not going to be trained up. And it looks to me like this is a move that is designed to allow civil disorder and rioting to get out of control. Now, there's no such thing as former CIA asset John Schindler, posting on Twitter, said that the CIA is trying to take out President-elect Donald Trump before he's sworn in as president next Friday. And they're still coming on out with this latest dodge, which is Donald Trump is a Russian stooge. Donald Trump is a Russian stooge. We only allow Israeli stooges into this government. Now, interestingly enough, Donald Trump is beginning to get an up-close and personal look at all these various intelligence agencies. And he pulled a fast one on them. Remember that whole thing about the daily briefing, the intelligence briefing, and there was a thing about how Trump didn't want to get it every single day. And the problem that Trump was having is that every time he had a meeting with these briefers from the intelligence agencies, it would immediately leak out to the press. This was said, that was said, some of it's classified information. So Trump decided to conduct his own sting operation, and he agreed to an intelligence briefing, but he didn't tell anybody else except the intelligence agencies. His office staff didn't know. His security staff didn't know. All they know is everybody showed up, closed the doors and come on out, and it still leaked, meaning it is these intelligence agency briefers who have been running to the media with all of this information, some of which is actually classified. Basically, Trump pulled a sting on the nation's spook agencies. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, everyone's screaming about how Russia was trying to help Donald Trump and harm Hillary Clinton. What a big, horrible thing. But it's actually come on out, and this was in Politico, that Ukraine was definitely involved in the U.S. election against Donald Trump and in trying to help Hillary Clinton. And apparently Ukraine disseminated documents implicating a top Trump aide in corruption. And they were investigating the matter, and then after the election, it simply disappeared. They just made it up again. And they helped Clinton's allies research damaging information on Trump and his advisors. I wonder if it was Ukraine that started that story that Trump staffer Michael Cohen met with a Russian representative, except that they got the wrong guy. There were two Michael Cohens. So if it's bad for Russia to be tinkering with the election in favor of Donald Trump, which nobody can actually prove they did, why is it okay for Ukraine or, for that matter, Israel to tamper with our elections and politics all the time, which we know they do? Now, one of the stories that was circulating around by the intelligence agencies was that Donald Trump had been briefed. He'd gotten the two-page summary of this report about Golden Shower Gate, or whatever we're going to call it, about the two prostitutes in the hotel. Now they've backed off from that. The suspicion was that they were trying to drive a wedge between Trump and Putin as firmly as possible. But now the intelligence director is saying, no, that there never was such a briefing with Donald Trump. We didn't present any of that information to him at all. They want all of this to go away because it's hugely embarrassing. Now, Jason Chaffetz is discussing a new Hillary Clinton email investigation under Donald Trump and basically saying it's going to be a do-over. Without the interference from Loretta Lynch, without the interference from the White House itself, they're basically going to start a brand new independent investigation that starts from scratch. And boy, oh boy, would I like to be in a position to feed them some information and questions. Mostly questions. Was Hillary Clinton repeating the Clintons' 1996 Chinagate scandal, selling U.S. secrets to foreign governments using that weak email server of hers and using the Clinton Foundation to collect and launder the money? It's a reasonable question. Nobody wants to ask it. Nobody wants to talk about it. I hope Jason Chaffetz talks about it because we need to know here. Now, basically, Donald Trump is fighting back against Hillary Clinton, saying if you're talking about Russian hacking or any hacking at all, you got to look at Hillary Clinton, who basically left all the nation's secrets on this wide open server that we know was in fact hacked to by foreign powers. And so this is not going away. Remember before the election where they were trying to say that Donald Trump is not going to investigate Hillary Clinton? And that's not what he said. They were putting words, the corporate media was putting words in his mouth yet again. What he said was he wasn't out after personal revenge, but that's a far cry from saying that he was going to use his presidential authority to obstruct justice and stop a proper and legal and necessary investigation, and that's what's going on. Now, over at the corporate media, they're tearing their hair on out. There's all kinds of cartoons coming on out, just making fun of the old fossil corporate media and their inability to evolve and adapt to the new reality of a better informed, more skeptical audience that has the technology to go on out and double check what the corporate media is saying. So Jake Tapper and Wolf Blitzer are out there trying to defend CNN and say, you know, we're not the fake news, the independent media, they're the fake news, we're the real news, you've got to watch us. Howard Kurtz came on out with the declaration, it's bad for the country when the press loses the moral authority to mediate disputes, which is media speak for it's up to the corporate media to tell you who's right, who's wrong, who's telling the truth, who's lying, what to believe and what not to believe. Well, there's no moral authority there when you're looking at the track record of the corporate media. And what Kurtz is really saying, it's bad for the elites when people stop relying on the corporate media to mediate disputes. It's bad for the corporate media itself, which is paid huge sums of money to steer public opinion a certain direction. He's absolutely right about that. Now, Ari Fleischer is out there bemoaning the fact that as of right now, all of corporate media is seen on the same level as BuzzFeed. And there may be merits to that. Sean Hannity came on out and said BuzzFeed is basically a propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. And that certainly was true. But so too was all the corporate media. The entire corporate media was shilling for Hillary Clinton and working against Donald Trump the entire campaign last year. They were not objective. They were not unbiased. They didn't really report and let you decide. It was all spin. Article coming out of, I need to see where that is. Well, I'll have to look at it later. Anyway, the most important point to keep in mind about the Russians did it, Russians did it, Russians did it, three-way circus, even going beyond the fact that there's actually no proof whatsoever, the intelligence agencies are saying, we can't show you the proof, you'll just have to take our word for it. No, we won't. No, we won't. But there's nothing there. This is a repeat of Joseph McCarthy back in the 1950s waving around fistfuls of blank paper claiming they were lists of Russian spies. Now, Guccifer 2.0, the second Romanian hacker, has gone public basically saying the intelligence community's evidence for Russia hacking is completely fake. And it is. John McAfee is out there saying the hack, if it was really a hack and they were able to find evidence pointing at Russia, proves Russia didn't do it because Russia is good enough to know how to get into people's computers without leaving a track back. Remember, Russia is the home of Kaspersky, one of the top computer security companies in the world. They know what they're doing when it comes to malware. I'm starting to think that the reason the Department of Homeland Security was caught hacking into various election databases across the country was to plant evidence framing Russia. And they got caught and they got blocked here. And they're still out there trying to push this Russia's breaking into our system. Apparently, the public service channel C-SPAN was covering proceedings of the Securities and Exchange Commission, and all of a sudden, right when Maxine Waters was midway through a speech about SEC regulation, the programming on the channel suddenly flipped over to Russian state channel RT for about 10 minutes. Oh, the Russians are breaking into C-SPAN now. I seriously doubt it. I think somebody did that so they could scream Russian hacking, and maybe there was something being said by Maxine Waters they didn't want the public to hear. Now, Christopher Steele is out there still trying to say that this dossier that he assembled about Donald Trump and the prostitutes and the bed in the presidential suite of the Moscow Hotel is true, is true, is true. Now, everybody said, show us the proof, and he doesn't have it. So what he's doing now is he's rounding up other spies who are coming forward and saying, oh, yes, Christopher is right. I heard exactly the same thing here. And we all know what trustworthy, stand-up, honorable people spies are. They would never, ever lie to us about something as important as, for example, the Bay of Pigs, right? Now, this steal is turning out to be a bit of a case here. Yesterday, we were talking about how he was hired to try and do spin doctoring on those videos that were released of Planned Parenthood selling baby parts. And apparently, he was friends, if you can call it that, with former Russian spy Alexander Litvinenko, who died of polonium radiation poisoning, a very terrible way to go. And, of course, everybody said, oh, yeah, had to be Putin, had to be Putin. I don't know. I'm starting to wonder about Christopher Steele, and maybe does he glow in the dark just a little tiny bit. Now, the BBC has announced they are setting up a team to debunk fake news. They're going to be the authoritative voice on what's real and what isn't. And I find this laughable coming from the same network that on 9/11 reported the collapse of World Trade Center 7 20 minutes before it actually happened. And I find it equally laughable that they're going to tell us what is real and fake news, given the BBC's long history of covering up the sexual predators in their employ. I mean, they're raising on a busted flush here. They're discredited, and yet they're out there saying, well, we're going to set it up so we tell you what the real news is. No, actually, we're big boys and big girls out here. We will decide for ourselves what is the real news and what is propaganda. Speaking of propaganda, the corporate media is still out there with two other big whoppers of fake news, Iran's threat to Israel and Iran's threat of nuclear weapons. Now, we have had 12 years of everybody looking at Iran's nuclear program. They have not found anything at all. The only evidence that ever surfaced was the so-called laptop Odeth, which was laundered through a terrorist group, MEK, and framed on Iran. And nuclear weapons experts looking at it said it was all a hoax because the graphs and the charts and everything were stuff that were taken off the internet. And nothing actually made sense. You really couldn't build anything from the information. It was just a prop to wag at you and say, Iran is a threat. Iran is a threat. Now, I'd like to remind everybody of a little history. Iran has not launched a war of aggression against another country in over 200 years. It is simply not their nature. Remember when they tried to claim Ahmadinejad said that we're going to wipe Israel off the map? That was another corporate media lie. People who actually know the language, looking at the tape, said, no, what Ahmadinejad said was that Israel, because of its crimes and corruptions, will vanish from the pages of history. But that's a very passive observation. It's not a threat. Most of what you see in the corporate media, and that includes, unfortunately, Donald Trump, is filtered through an organization called MEMRI, the Middle East Media Research Institute, which provides free translations of articles in the Arab media for the Western corporate media. The problem is MEMRI is an Israeli propaganda operation that always mistranslates and spins the translations to make the Arab states look terrible and make Israel look great. It's all filtered and processed, and we've got to get past the filters. We've got to get around the filters and get to those primary sources. This corporate media wants to stand between you and the real world and just let things through that they feel that you should have. We're coming up on a commercial break here. When we come on back, more about the media, more about the wars, and more about how the corporate media really is thrashing and struggling with this, and they should. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And Facebook is having a really rough time. For one thing, the fact that Facebook is also trying to set itself up as the arbiter of what is real and fake news has drawn a huge amount of laughter. A lot of people are leaving Facebook right now because of the very obvious overt censorship. Facebook is in trouble for all these repeated mistakes, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more, that overinflate the ad revenues. And apparently Facebook has won a little bit of a distinction. They've landed themselves on 24/7 Wall Street's list of America's most hated companies, coming in at number 6. And they just narrowly beat out Spirit Airlines, which for anyone who's been left stranded by Spirit at the O'Hare Airport in the middle of winter, that speaks volumes. But they're now a much hated company. Now, as we reported yesterday, Israel has attacked an airport near Damascus, the Mizzah military air facility. The original report was warplanes. Now it's been revised to say missiles launched from around the Sea of Galilee blew up this depot. The explosions could be heard all over the place. The attack was about 5 miles from Assad's home, and there was no reason for Israel to do that. And I suspect the plan here is to goad Russia into taking some kind of an action to protect Syria from Israel, which could then be spun as a threat to Israel and used as the excuse to send those forces massed along the Polish border into Russia. Putin will not bite. He only has a week to wait things out. Meanwhile, this may be the beginning of Trump's disillusionment about Israel and recognition of its true nature. The Damascus water crisis is now over. The Syrian military has retaken Wadi Barada, and so the drinking water is back online there in Damascus as well. Now, here's a bizarre story coming out of Information Liberation. They're quoting a report from Israeli news service Ynet saying that Israeli and American intelligence officials have, in effect, agreed to hide intelligence from President Trump. And their rationale for that is that he's a Russian stooge. If we tell him anything, it'll get back to Putin. Now, I have a little reminder. If what Mossad wants to do, they're going to do here. If you're the American intelligence agencies, I'd like to remind you, the president of the United States is your boss, and you don't have any foundation or legal right to withhold necessary intelligence from him. If you catch him sending it to a foreign leader, then you can take action. Although, obviously, you sat on your thumbs when Hillary Clinton was doing exactly the same. But apparently, the push is still on to somehow gin up some kind of a reason for war with Iran. And the concern is that as Mossad and American intelligence agencies come up with ways to frame Iran, that Trump might say, hey, let's not start any more wars on the basis of lies. Or even worse, he might give Tehran the heads up. Say, Israel's saying bad things about you again. Now, probably unconnected with Israel's attack military base near Damascus, Russia has now withdrawn their six Sukhoi Su-24 fighters from their air base in the Latakia province and replaced them with four Sukhoi Su-25s, the next one up. So better plane, fewer of them. It looks like they're just trying to rotate forces in and out on a regular basis here. Now, the buildup of the war machine on the Polish border is continuing, and apparently Poland has just sealed a deal to acquire 70 AGM-158B JASSM-ER missiles from the United States. These have an operational range of 1,000 kilometers and the ability to knock out key stationary infrastructure sites located deep inside Russia's territory. Basically, it's a cruise missile. A very accurate long-range one. And the U.S. is now handing 70 of these things to Poland. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just trash yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And real quick, before we get back to the war zones, we're getting word that there's been a major fire at a bus terminal on Detroit's east side. Looking at the local media there, they're saying there was a fire and then reports of an explosion. But the further out you go, the media leads explosions and fire at bus terminal. Well, if it started as a fire, there's a good explanation for the explosions, and that would be the fuel tanks and the tires. Those big tires are inflated to a high pressure, and when the fire burns through the rubber, they'll basically pop, and that makes a big noise. So we'll see what's going to be happening over there. Getting on back to the rush to war with Russia story, very alarming story coming out of Russia Insider. As you know, the U.S. has been sending all this heavy equipment to Europe last week, tanks and so forth and so on. Now the soldiers themselves are on the way. An entire U.S. Armored Brigade, 3rd Armored Brigade, 4th Infantry Division, is on its way to the Russian border. Now, a U.S. armored brigade fields over 400 tracked and over 1,300 wheeled vehicles, including 80 Abrams tanks and 140 Bradley armored fighting vehicles, 400 Humvees. This is a major, major invasionary force. They're all ready for the war. All they need is some way to make it look like it's Russia's fault, either goading Russia into going up against Israel and Syria. Or, again, we have to keep in mind those T-72 tanks that Ukraine bought from Hungary. Junkers couldn't even move under their own power. And BBC actually did report on these tanks as being proof of a Russian invasion. And then they had to backtrack from that one. But those tanks are still there. Now, Ukraine doesn't use the T-72, so they've got absolutely no use for these tanks, even as spare parts. The only reason Ukraine would want them is to paint them in Russian colors and use them to claim Russia's invading. And they could still do that. And we need to get that out on social media so people are aware of that. And along with that, we need to remind people of how many times we've been tricked into wars with lies, fraud, and deception. The Lusitania isn't carrying weapons. It was an innocent passenger ship. That one's been demolished. Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Well, Admiral Hyman G. Rickover demolished that lie. Torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin turned out to be a lie. Pearl Harbor was a surprise. No, it wasn't. Roosevelt spent the entire year goading the Japanese into the attack. Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. Assad's sarin gas. How many times do you have to be lied to before you're willing to stand up and shout, I know you are lying to me, and I will not listen to you anymore? Because if you go on listening to the government and that corporate media, we're going to be at a hot war with Russia, and it will go nuclear. So get that story out on your social media. Now, the saber rattling is continuing here in the Pacific. China's state media is warning that if Donald Trump blocks China's access to the South China Sea, it does risk war. And again, there's a reason it's called the South China Sea. And those islands have been recognized as Chinese territory going back to the end of World War II and the Cairo Convention. They're just making a stink over these islands because it's an excuse to start a war. And the issue is not those islands. The issue is the yuan. That's a threat to the American financial sector. So is the ruble. That's what they want to send your kids to be killed and crippled about, removing the ruble and the yuan and leaving the world under the hegemonic domination of the United States Federal Reserve note. That's what all this bloodshed is about. Whose piece of ink and paper the world will use for the next 100 years. Now, somebody sent me this wonderful article, and we put it up at whatreallyhappened.com, and you should look for it. The headline is Communism Dead? And it is scans from a comic book that was issued in 1947, warning about how communists would subvert the nation and turn us against each other. And it's going to give you the willies when you look through this and see how many of these same tactics are in fact being used on the American people by our own government. So you got to take a look at that one here. Now, let's get into the economic news here. There's an article that came out of Zero Hedge visualizing Donald Trump's $20 trillion problem. And that is really where Donald Trump is facing his greatest problem. He wants to make America great again. I'd like to see that happen. So would you. So would everybody who voted for him. There's only one problem with it. There's nothing to work with economically. The U.S. national debt, the government's debt, is going to cross $20 trillion just as Donald Trump is taking office. Now, of course, Trump didn't create this mess. He's inheriting it. But when the economy starts to stutter and fall, you can count on the U.S. corporate media to say, oh, Trump ruined we had a wonderful, great economy here going on. Ignore all those retail closings and the 95 million people out of work and all the people on food stamps. The economy is wonderful. And did that gosh darn Donald Trump, he wrecked it. And how is he going to fix it? it may require some draconian steps. In fact, over at Sovereign Man, they're saying the only way out of this mess, not just for the U.S., but for the entire globe, is a default to simply write off all that debt. Start over. Have a modern jubilee. Now, the U.S. Appeals Court has revived an antitrust lawsuit against Apple. And apparently the issue is that Apple effectively monopolized the market for iPhone apps by not allowing users to purchase apps outside the App Store. Well, you actually can do that if you jailbreak your phone. But to be very honest, I did that with my first iPhone because I was just curious what was inside the thing. But most of the apps that I saw from those third parties weren't really very good. Apple's philosophy, and I actually do agree with it, in order to guarantee the usability and security of the iPhone, they want a rigid control over the process of creating apps. And if you're writing an iPhone app, why not sell it through the App Store? Now, there's a lot of standards you got to comply with. And I think the mere fact that you can jailbreak a phone and put your own apps on there proves that it really is not a monopoly. So we'll see what happens there. But in this particular case, I'm on Apple's side on this one here. Little alarming news coming out of Oroz.com. The vast majority of the American people do not even have $500 stashed in a savings account. Of course, these days with negative interest rates, why would you? But the gist of the story is that Americans are living so close to the edge right now, they are unable to handle a $500 unplanned expense, sudden medical bill, breakdown on the car, something like that, is going to put them in serious, serious trouble. That's way too close to the edge. I remember when I was a kid and they were encouraging saving so that you had money for a rainy day for an emergency. And then, what was it, just 2 years ago, Yellen and the people at the Federal Reserve say, well, the problem with the economy is all these selfish, greedy people who are keeping their money in savings accounts and they won't take it out and spend it. Now, over at the Financial Times, they've had a pair of articles basically whining and complaining about the fact that the independent media is reporting on all the places where these financial giants are caught engaging in fraud, LIBOR, gold and silver prices, and they're not very happy with that. They're declaring it fake news propaganda. And so now we have the Financial Times editorial board basically calling for an end to freedom of speech. If you're cheated by your banker, you're not allowed to talk about it. You are not allowed to talk about it because in this day and age, we have to cheat just to stay in business, and you should just accept that, I guess. Now, the global elite over at Davos, way too late, I think, are starting to question if maybe their globalist policies have sowed the seeds of this global populist backlash. Gee, you think? Of course that's what happened. And you kind of have to wonder about the little bubble that these globalists live in, where they thought they were just going to do this, create a single global government, a single global private central bank, and rule the world from a single golden throne of planet Earth, and not run into some opposition from people who really think that human civilization is best served with the world, with a whole bunch of small nations all about the same size, taking care of themselves. The problem with any single structure, construction, maritime, government, is that a single problem can bring the whole thing crashing down. Now, another example of corporate media lying. Back in 2016, May of last year, there was a crash. Egypt Air flight MS-804 was traveling from Paris to Cairo. It disappeared off the radar. And the media was saying, terror, 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 terror. And they even reported they found traces of explosives on the victims. Well, the French authorities have figured out what happened. apparently the co-pilot had stowed his iPad and iPhone 6S powered by lithium batteries, and you know how unstable those things are, along with a bunch of perfume he'd bought at the duty-free, which is flammable. He stowed it in the exact spot where the fire first emerged that took the airplane down. So the likely explanation here is that the lithium battery exploded, the perfume acted as an accelerant, and the fire spread out of control before they could do anything about it. Oh, no, 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 it's not lithium batteries. It's not perfume. It's terrorists, terrorists, terrorists. And I apologize for the long pauses, but I'm sure you don't want to hear me coughing in your ear. Now, here's a bizarre little story. Over in Oklahoma, there was a man, and when his high school girlfriend got pregnant, he married her. Okay? The honorable thing to do. Then the marriage started to fall apart, and the man began to notice that the kid really didn't look at all like him. So Thomas had a paternity test. They were heading into a divorce, and of course the mother was demanding child support. And so the boy was 3 years old. Thomas had a paternity test. It came back zero. He was not the father. So the judge in the case ordered him to take another DNA test that also came back totally negative. Now, at first, the judge ruled that, yeah, if Thomas is not the father of the child, he shouldn't have to pay child support. Let's find the real father. Then they reversed the decision because apparently Oklahoma law says that if you're going to question the paternity of your child, you have to do it within the first 2 years. After that, legally, the kid is yours. Doesn't matter what happened. And it's another example of laws that are not really thought all the way through before some politician passes them and then takes credit for them on the next campaign here. Now, a lot of people are very upset over the fact that Donald Trump put Robert Kennedy Jr., a known vaccine critic, in charge of a commission on vaccine safety and scientific integrity. The pharmaceutical industry is in an uproar. You know, this commission should have been of company and corporate insiders who know what they're talking about, blah, 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 the usual thing. And there's a full court press coming from Big Pharma to find some way to derail this commission, to get Robert Kennedy out of control of it and get some industry patsy in the place there. And they're out there hurling words about Robert Kennedy Jr. You know, he's dangerous, he's deceptive, he's a demagogue. Basically, Big Pharma is scared that Donald Trump might take away their cash cow. Now, as you know, during the campaign, it surfaced that one of Donald Trump's children may be vaccine damaged. And that may explain why he's sensitive to this issue. We know that the reason Robert De Niro was supportive initially of the documentary Vaxxed at the Tribeca Film Festival is that one of his children is autistic. And there does, what am I, forget about does seem, there is a considerable amount of evidence that something is going on, especially with that mercury-based preservative. So now Trump has angered Big Pharma along with everybody else. And they're all trying to gang up on him because, by golly, they want to go on back to that sweet government system where you will be ordered to buy and use products that might actually fry your kid's brain because there's big money in it. And if we fry your kid's brain, there's even more money in it taking care of the kid. Now, I can understand the panic coming out of the boardrooms of Big Pharma because the instant it is inescapable that there is, in fact, a link between mercury-based preservatives like Thimerosal and autism, and that the pharmaceutical companies have known this going all the way back to the 1940s, the liability lawsuits are going to put them all out of business, and they should. We need to return to a society based on meritocracy. Companies that produce good products prosper. companies that produce bad products and services are driven out of business. We seem to be in the reverse right now, where the more crooked a business is, the greater its success. And those who are trying to engage in honest endeavors and produce good products are shut down. It's almost like that light bulb conspiracy documentary. You know, if you make a light bulb that lasts too long, we're going to fine you. Those light bulbs are supposed to wear out at 1,000 hours. That's how we make our money. So these are going to be interesting times, these next 4 years, or however long Trump is in office and alive. All right, we're going to come up here on another commercial break, and then when we come on back, we're going to be talking about some computers and other information. So we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about computers and various other things like that. As you know, there's a lot of data mining sites out there. And starting with Ancestry.com, there are a lot of genealogy sites, and more are coming online. There's one, somebody was making a big stink about Family Tree Now, where you can go in for free and run anybody's name and see all their immediate familial connections and address information and so forth and so on, and raising the issue of privacy. And the issue of privacy is of concern. But a little bit of good news. I went into this site and I typed in my name, and pretty much about half the information was flat out wrong. Addresses that I've never lived at, relatives that I'm not actually relative to, people supposedly my friends that I've never known. The accuracy factor is so bad, I wouldn't really worry about it all that much. And if the government's tracking systems over at the NSA are of similar accuracy, then it's no wonder they can't actually accomplish anything with all of this data here. Now, one of the appointments that Donald Trump is looking at, he's appointing Giuliani as his cyber guru, and that's drawn a lot of criticism and a little bit of laughter, because Giuliani is not a computer expert. In fact, his own personal website is very easy to break into. It's apparently just it's almost a joke, and they're describing Giuliani as a 70-year-old Luddite, you know, who actually brags about not using technology, and he's going to be put in charge of computer security. So, and I understand Trump has to pay back some favors from the campaign, and I would certainly hope that Giuliani is going to be smart enough to hire people smarter than himself to actually do the job. I remember many, many years ago in the heyday of the small computers, and Texas Instruments was a huge success back then, and somebody interviewed the CEO and said, what was the secret of Texas Instruments' success? And he said, my secret of success is I always hire people who are smarter than I am. And it's a good formula here. All right, so let's talk about human-caused global warming. It is getting ugly out there. Europe's cold snap death count has now hit 73, mostly, obviously, among the homeless and refugees who are refusing to go to warming centers or hotels out of concerns of being arrested and deported. And this may convince a lot of them to actually migrate back once the spring thaw gets here. It is so cold. How cold is it? Apparently, up in the town of Kennedy in Kitson County, Minnesota, the town's water tower froze, blocking off their water. Now, they're basically sucking water from the North Kitson Rural Water System, but that's cold when the water tower itself freezes. We'll be right back.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust.
Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.